Good afternoon. My blog for today is called The Cat with Two Lives, Part 2. And she headed away through the door, coming back with a saucer of water. Oh, yes, very refreshing, he said to himself, as he stretched his legs and hopped off his perch to settle in for the welcome refreshment. Once sated, he returned to his sunlit patch on the couch, circled around again and settled back into his dreams. The human didn't seem to mind him being there. A few hours later, there were two humans, laughing and looking at him, and he could feel their love through the haze of half sleep. Yes, I could be very happy here, he thought, and so life went on for a few nights and splendid summer days. Ho-hum, I had better check out Marjorie to make sure she's all right, he thought, and so away he trotted back through the woods, across the bitumen and headed through his cat flap and into familiar surroundings. Ah, there's my cosy bed, he thought, and after sniffing around found his usual bowl, enjoyed the contents, and then settled into his own bed for a much-needed rest after his long journey home. Marjorie came in a while later, cooing and singing his praises. "Where have you been, you wanderer? I have missed you. Are you okay?" She took me into her arms and examined me, and, satisfied, put me back into my cosy bed and left me alone to dream again. And so life went on, a few nights here and a few nights there. Life was very good. One day, though, on his journey back to Shirley and Pete's, he met with an awful fright. A huge, black, terrifying Tibetan Mastiff was also wandering the path in the forest, and without thinking, Thomas came too near him, and the dog became quite nasty. "What are you doing in my way, cat? I do not tolerate insolence from your kind. Beat it!" And with an angry swipe of his paws, he tossed Thomas high up into the air, causing him to land heavily on his back, after striking a branch that had been in the way of his upward flight. "Growl!" went the dog, and Thomas was unable to recover his breath before he felt giant teeth sinking into his shoulder. Oh, how he squirmed and twisted to get away from this cruel fiend! Never had he known such unfriendliness. Why, he had always got on well with the neighbour's Great Dane. What was wrong with this bully? Struggle he continued until at last he was free from the grip of his teeth. And that's the end of part 2, and you can read part 3 tomorrow. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.